Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour. It's Ask Me Anything. And you're welcome to call right now, 888-318-7884. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith or anything else you want to talk with Jimmy about, 888-318-7884. I will remind you, everybody's welcome. You don't have to be Catholic to call. You don't have to be Christian to call. You don't have to be religious in any way to call. If you have a question that you'd like an answer to, we would be happy to do our very best to help. 888-318-7884. That's it for that number for a while, though. I'm going to give out the other number because in addition to answering questions, as we usually do, taking calls, as we usually do, we'll be spending some of the next hour asking you for your financial support. This is our quarterly pledge drive. Once every quarter, we try to be fully funded for the next 3 months. And in order to do that, our goal this time is $145,000. And what we do is we ask you to call up and make a pledge. And we got wonderful donors, two different matches for those pledges. So anybody who pledges in any amount today will be matched 100% up to $20,000. Any amount up to $20,000 this hour, 100% match. So you can call this number to make that pledge, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. There is a second match, and that's for anyone who can pledge $500 or more. If you are one of those folks who's got the means and are willing to pledge $500 or more, that will be matched a second time. So essentially, your money is tripled. 888-291-8000. I'll also let you know that early calls are very helpful. So if you're ready, and you don't need to consult with another family member or something, go ahead and make that call now. That will leave the lines open for folks later. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the author of a whole bunch of books, including A Daily Defense, 365 Days Plus One to Becoming a Better Apologist. He's also the proprietor of Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World and the Jimmy Akin Podcast. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Howdy, Cy Kellett, and it's good that we've got another fundraising drive underway. As you know, we try to really keep the fundraising to a minimum here on Catholic Answers Live. We only fundraise four times a year. We only do it for 3 days at a time, and we only do it for 2 hours a day. So that's 6 hours a drive, and that's a lot less than some groups that raise funds on the air, like PBS and places like that. They'll go at you for a week or more, you know, their entire broadcast day, but we really try to keep it to a minimum. And that means when we do fundraise, we really need to hear from folks. The quicker you can call, the quicker you can show your support for the show, the better. The number to call once again is 888-318-7884. And we really need to hear from you. In fact, as you mentioned, we have an overall drive goal, I believe you said, of $140,000 this time.
Yep.
And in order to reach that, even with the matches, we're going to need some people to make some larger gifts. You know, so you mentioned we have a special triple match for those who are able to donate $500 or more. But we're going to need some people who are able to do more than that, who are able to donate $1,000 or $2,000 or $5,000. And I understand that, you know, when one's talking about those amounts, you frequently need to check with family members and make sure it works for you and so forth. And that means you need to be thinking about it now, because we're already on the second day of our 3 day drive. And so there's only today and tomorrow. And so if you do need to check with a spouse or something like that and make sure your banker, your stockbroker, or whoever it may be, now's the time to be thinking about that. Now's the time to be doing that check-in, because tomorrow we are going to need to ask for people who are able to make those kinds of donations to go ahead and contact us. The number, once again, is 888 And Si, help me out.
291,
I believe 2918,000. Yeah, we've got the wrong number on our whiteboard here.
Oh, I fixed that.
But it is 888-291-8000. You can also go safely and securely online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. That'll work on your laptop. It'll work on your desktop. It'll work on your mobile phone. It'll work on your tablet. It's designed to work on all those things, and it just takes seconds to get through because we want to make it as easy as possible for folks to be able to support Catholic Answers Live and help keep us fully funded for the next quarter of the year. So please, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We know you tune in so that we can get Jimmy to answer questions, and so I'm not going to neglect that today. I'm going to try to let Jimmy answer as many as we can get done this hour in addition to doing the fundraising. So how about this? Let's see if you will pick up the phones and call while I go to a quick question here with Jimmy, and we'll come back and I'll let you know how many of those lines we were able to fill up. The number, as Jimmy said, 888-291-8000. If you'd like to get the money matched, you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It all goes to the same place. Now, back right straight to the phones we go. Chance is in Wichita, Kansas, watching on YouTube. Welcome, Chance. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My question is regarding apostolic succession. Some quick background context. I'm not a Catholic currently, but am discerning.
Okay.
So my question is just pretty simple. What reasons do we have to believe that the kind of authority Jesus gave to the apostles in Matthew 16 and 18, and that we see on display in Acts 15, what reasons do we have to see that pass on to the next generation of Christian leaders? We're just curious, Jimmy, what reasons you would give to support that succession. Thank you.
Well, happy to help out, Chance. I'd want to do a more thorough review to give a complete answer, but off the top of my head, it seems to me that there are a couple of things I would appeal to. The first one is that Matthew 16 and Matthew 18 are the two passages where Jesus refers to his church using the term church. These are the only places in the Gospels where Jesus uses the term church. And so these two chapters are definitive for understanding what kind of church Christ intended to institute. And he indicates that he's given both Peter and to a lesser extent the other disciples authority in his church. Specifically, he's given them the power to bind and loose, which was the authority. This was a Jewish idiom. People today aren't as familiar with it, but if you check Jewish sources, like for example, the Jewish Encyclopedia that's freely available online, it explains that this binding and loosing was the ability to create and abolish laws of conduct for a community. So by giving the apostles the authority to bind and loose in the church, he gave the apostles the authority to create laws and abolish laws for the church. In other words, what's sometimes called merely ecclesiastical law. And his church is going to continue to need laws if it survives more than one generation. Now, to the first generation of Christians, it wasn't obvious that that was going to be the case. A lot of them thought that Jesus was going to return almost immediately, and therefore they didn't think that the church was going to go more than one generation. But God later revealed that it would go more than one generation. In fact, you have St. John in the book of Revelation acknowledging that there's going to be more than 1,000 years before the end of the world. And so the church was going to have to last for multiple generations. And Jesus indicated that the kind of church he was establishing had this rulemaking authority in it. And his church is going to continue to need to be able to make rules and modify rules and so forth until he comes back. If you look particularly in Matthew 18, Jesus is discussing this rulemaking authority in terms of church discipline. He talks about if your brother sins, you do this, and if he doesn't respond, do this, and if he doesn't respond, take it to the church, and so forth. Well, there are going to be Christians who sin against you in every age, down to the last age. So Jesus's discussion of what to do in those situations is going to apply not just to the first generation of Christians, but to all subsequent generations. So I think that only adds evidence to the fact that his church is going to continue to need the kind of disciplinary lawmaking authority that he invested in it in its first generation. So all that's the first thing that I would point to off the top of my head. The second thing I would point to off the top of my head is also in Matthew, but it's later in Matthew. It's in Matthew 28, where Jesus is given the Great Commission. And he tells the disciples to go into all the nations and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them whatever he has taught. And then he says, and behold, you know, he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. And he says, I will be with you until the end of the ages. And so that means Jesus is accompanying his church, and he's backing his church by the authority that's just been given to him. He says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. I'm going to be with you until the end of the world. And so that implies that the authority Jesus has received is going to be backing up his church and its teachings and its ruling all the way down through history until the end of the world when he comes back. So I think from a variety of different passages, we have a clear indication that the authority Jesus gave to his apostles is not suddenly going to vanish. There's also a third thing that I would appeal to, which I often mention, which is that if Jesus determined his church needed this authority in its first generation, when it was just a tiny number of people, you know, a few hundred or a few thousand at most, then it's certainly going to need authority when it's vastly larger. I mean, today, for example, the Catholic Church has 1.4 billion with a B people in it. And so if Jesus determined his church needed authority and these authority structures, even in its first generation when it was tiny, it's going to need him even more later on. So those are the two things I would appeal to off the top of my head from the text of Scripture itself, plus an additional practical consideration, which is the third thing I'd mention.
Chance, thank you so much for the call and for the question and getting us started off in a great way today. I do want to mention we're in the midst or right in the middle of our 3-day pledge drive. What you're doing when you give to Catholic Answers Live is you're making it possible for us to give this show away free to anyone in the world that wants to broadcast it. You know, we're on hundreds of radio stations and satellite radio and websites and podcasts and people's apps and all that. And that's part of why we get calls from all around the world. And so that's what you're making possible is the free broadcast of the very best. Take Jimmy Akin, for example. We're not talking about second rate. We're trying to give the best, clearest, most charitable answers to questions about the Catholic faith. And you are making that possible. If you will pick up the phone and call now, first of all, two things. I want to say thank you to all the people who just called because we started the show asking you to support this program and about 10 people called right away, and that's extremely helpful. Lines are back to being open again now, so another great time to call, 888-291-8000. The second thing I wanted to say, and Jimmy, I'll let you know this as well, we had technical problems yesterday, so I didn't know in the course of the show if we were meeting our matches or not. And it seemed like we were not, but I want people to know, because we just always try to be honest with our donors. When we looked at the numbers this morning, we did very well yesterday. It was a nice, solid first day. So if we can continue to have two more solid days, we will be fully funded for the next 3 months and in good shape to keep giving this show free to anybody who wants to broadcast it anywhere around the world. So we've got that $20,000 match. Let's just use it all up. 888-291-8000.
And even though, you know, we've made good progress yesterday, and even though we had a number of callers phone in at the top of the hour, which is very helpful today, we still need to make a lot of progress. Okay. Towards today's goals. Based on the numbers that I'm seeing, we've made less than $1,000 in the first 15 minutes of today's show, and we're working towards that $20,000 match, so we've got more than $19,000 we need to get there. So we very much do need to hear from people. The number, once again, is 888-291-8000. I'll say it again, the Sykellet way, or the new Psychelet way so that people can hear it. It's 888-291-8000. I know that's not the number you're used to hearing, so I'll say it again slowly. 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate there. And not a lot of folks actually end up doing that. You know, we put this program out, we make it free of charge to everybody. And yet, if we measure the number of donors we have by the number of towers that we're on, you know, AM or FM radio towers, there's less than 10 supporters per tower. And we're pretty sure that a lot more than 10 people are listening to us on each tower. So only a comparative minority of the audience is actually helping promote the show that they benefit from. So if you at all are able to help promote the show, to help it keep moving forward, to help keep it free for everybody so that it can reach as many folks as possible, like Chance in our first question today, he said he's not Catholic, but he's discerning. He's an example of someone we wouldn't expect to support the show at this point, since he's not even Catholic. Although, I have to say, we do have supporters who are not Catholic. And so if you are Catholic, and even non-Catholics are seeing the benefit of the show and putting their money behind that conviction of this is a valuable show, it needs to go forward, how much more should you as a Catholic be willing to do the same thing? So please do give us a call, 888-291-8000. Now, Sia, I know we always have various thank yous that we want to send folks who are able to support us. So why don't you tell us about the various thank you gifts that we have for people who are able to do that?
I'll tell you what, if you can make a pledge right now of $50, we would love to send you Andrew Petiprin's beautiful book, The Faith Unboxed. It's part memoir and part history and part meditation on the church, where Andrew looks at the church and says, hey, these are the boxes that we consistently kind of try to put the church in, and the church just won't fit. She goes beyond the boxes we put her in. So if you can come in right now at the $50 level, your pledge matched, so it becomes $100 to us, and we send you The Faith Unboxed. 10 lines open, 888-291-8000. If you could come in at the $250 level, we'll give you The Faith Unboxed, but we'll also give you Canceled, the book from the historian Steve Weidenkopf, 12 Catholic Heroes That History Turned Into Villains. And on the cover of it, just for fun, is Marie Antoinette with a piece of cake. And she's not what you think she was. So if you want the Catholic view of some of history's villains, we'd love to send you that book at the $250 level. Remember, your pledge is also matched at the $250 level, so it immediately becomes $500 to us. Just 9 lines open now. Let's see if we can fill those up. 888-291-8000. Anybody at $500 or more, your gift is double matched. At the $1,000 and $5,000 levels, you become members of our higher giving societies, and those have benefits that I will just call and ask, and they'll tell you what the benefits of those societies are at the $1,000 and $500 level. Come in at any of those levels. Just 6 lines open now. Oh, we're getting close to filling them up. 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, our guest. Jimmy, I think we can just go back to the phones. If people will keep calling, I say let's reward that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's go to Megan in Connecticut, watching on YouTube. We're awful glad you're here, Megan. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. So I was wondering, if when a Eucharistic miracle happens and both the substance and the actions change, would it be cannibalism to eat the Eucharist in that case?
So it's going to depend on a couple of things. Now, the church does not have a definitive answer on this. There's not a magisterial document that explores this question and gives us a clear and definitive answer. So it's going to depend on two things. The first thing it's going to depend on is what you define cannibalism to be. And the second is it's going to depend on what actually happens in a Eucharistic miracle. So to answer the first question, what cannibalism is, I would define it to mean you metabolize a substance that comes from another human being, their flesh or their blood, and it goes through your ordinary digestive processes, which starts in the upper digestive tract. It actually starts in your mouth, and then your body progressively takes apart that human flesh and blood and it turns it into substances that can be transported in your bloodstream, which is how we get nutrients from the food that we eat out to the cells of our body. It's via the bloodstream. So if what's happening, if you consume a Eucharistic miracle, and of course, many people actually don't consume them. Sometimes Eucharistic miracles will occur and somebody spots the visual change before they put it in their mouth, or they put it in their mouth and all of a sudden it's not what they're expecting and they'll take it out of their mouth and they don't consume it. That's, for example, what we have at the Eucharistic miracle reported in Lanciano, Italy, where the host reportedly, this was a number of centuries ago, but it reportedly became some kind of meat, which more recently has been identified as cardiac muscle, and it's not been consumed. In fact, it's still there. They also, I was just in Lanciano last month. They also have blood from the precious blood that has congealed and dried, where it looks like ordinary human blood. So in that case, the Eucharistic miracle was not consumed. But if someone did consume it and it was normal, natural human flesh or blood, and it was metabolized, then I would say that's at least arguably cannibalism. But that only leads us to the second question, which is what actually happens in a Eucharistic miracle. The way that this has commonly been articulated in Catholic circles is that initially you have wheat, bread, and grape wine, and then the reality that lies underneath the appearances of wheat, bread, and grape wine is converted into the body and blood of Christ. So you have a mismatch between the appearances, which still look like wheat, bread, and grape wine, and the reality, which is the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. The question is then going to be, well, if you have one of these transformational Eucharistic miracles, and there are other kinds, but if you had a transformational Eucharistic miracle where all of a sudden now you do have the appearance of flesh and the appearance of wine, is there still something miraculous going on? And this is something the church has not settled. It could be that the appearances, the new appearances of flesh and blood, are not corresponding to the reality of Christ's body and blood in a non-miraculous way. It could be that they're corresponding to Christ's body and blood in a miraculous way. And therefore, for example, the entire Christ under ordinary circumstances is present under the host and every part of the host. So there's not a natural correspondence there between Christ's body and the dimensions of the host. And the same thing is true by parallel with the precious blood. Well, okay, it could be that in one of these transformational Eucharistic miracles, that the appearance of flesh corresponds not to the entire Christ, but to just, say, a piece of Christ's heart cardiac muscle. In that case, you might have a natural correspondence between the appearances and the reality, or it might turn out that there's still a miraculous correspondence, that even though it appears to just be a, let's say, 4-inch disc of cardiac muscle, that really the entire Christ is still underneath it. And if that's the case, if there is a miraculous rather than a natural correspondence between the appearances and the reality, then you're not digesting normal human flesh if you digest the Eucharistic miracle. And so even though it might look like cannibalism is occurring, it's not actually occurring, because you're only digesting something that is miraculously linked to the body of Christ. It's not the actual body of Christ. It just is allowed by divine providence to much more closely emulate part of Christ's body. So I would say that this is an unsettled area, and consequently, theologians could have different opinions on exactly how the Eucharistic miracles of a transformational nature work and what the exact implications of those miracles are. And I hope that's helpful, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. That we're coming up on the halfway mark of the hour, and we've got a long way to go. It looks like around $18,000 still to use on the match. Lines have opened up again. People have been very gracious. I must say, when we've asked you to fill up the lines, a lot of calls have come in. It looks like we are going to need to ask those who can make those larger pledges also to call. It takes everybody to get us fully funded here, both the large, small, and medium donations. So if you could do maybe $1,000, some people can do a $5,000 gift. If you can do that, would you pick up the phone and call right now? 888-291-8000. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. Any level you come in, it's going to be matched. And any gift, $500 or more, will be matched a second time. I have a corrected sheet here. Actually, we're at $15,000 to raise. We've got a little more than a half hour, and $15,000 to raise. So 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Because you've been calling, we've been able to go to the phones. We've been able to take some calls that would let Jimmy talk with folks. We'd love to do that the second half of the hour. We're taking a break now. We got about 2 minutes. Perfect time to call and make your pledge. Our colleagues are standing by. Please pick up that phone and call now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Very grateful to all those who have called. We've got a long way to go this hour, but it is doable, especially if those who can make those larger pledges will come in as well. We're very grateful to everyone who has pledged in every amount, but we've got $15,000 of pledge money to use up, and we would like to make sure to use it this hour. We don't want to miss out on any of that. We were able to, it looks like, meet the matches yesterday. So if we can meet them again today, we're in good shape. A long way to go in just 30 minutes, however. 888 291-8000. For those just joining, it's our quarterly pledge drive. We've got $20,000 of match money this hour. Any pledge is matched 100% up to $20,000, 888-291-8000. If you are able, you can make a pledge of $500 or more. It will be double matched, 888-291-8000. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, is our guest. And Jimmy, it seemed like to me that first half hour, lots of people called, but the totals, we've still got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do. We're halfway through the hour now towards that $20,000. Because that $20,000 match, that's just for this hour. We're going to have another match for the next hour. So we need to make $20,000 in this hour. Thus far, we've made between $4,000 and $5,000. So we're about 75%. We're about 25% of the way towards the match, but we're 50% of the way through the hour. So we need to catch up. And so the way to do that, and I'll say it slowly because I love you, the way to help us out is by calling 888-291-8000. And you can also, as I mentioned, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. One of the things I often talk about when we're doing fundraising is the spiritual principles involved in fundraising, because people often don't realize how much the New Testament has to say about fundraising, but it actually has quite a bit more than you'd think. One of the classical passages is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and 2 Corinthians is sort of one of Paul's hidden epistles. I mean, it's right up there. It's the third one in the Pauline corpus of writings, but people tend to overlook it because they focus more on 1 Corinthians. But there's a lot of really important stuff in 2 Corinthians that people miss out on. And one of those passages is found in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians, where Paul says, "Remember this, whoever," and he's talking in context of giving donations to support God's work. He says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." So he's using the image, you know, from agriculture of you sow the seed and then you reap the harvest. And so he says, if you sow sparingly, meaning you're stingy when you give money, well, then you're going to get a stingy harvest. But if you sow generously or bountifully when you are making donations, you'll reap a bountiful harvest. So Paul is saying that you're going to get back more than you put in. And he says each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And he continues on from there, but the fundamental principle he's articulated is that God's not going to be outdone in giving. If you sow in a stingy manner, well, God will give you something, but not necessarily a whole lot. Whereas if you sow in a generous manner, God's going to be generous with you. And in the parallel passage to this, which is in Galatians 6, Paul even makes it clear that this principle applies to eternity. He makes the point there that if you sow bountifully, you're going to reap eternal life. So you're going to have an eternal reward. So even though, you know, given $10 or $20 or even $100 or even $1,000 now, that may not seem like a huge amount right now, but it's going to result in eternal rewards that you will have for all eternity. And the way to get in on those rewards is by calling 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Like I said before, now I see on our updated board, we've received a little more than $5,000. So we're now more than 25% of the way there, but we're also more than 50% of the way through the hour. So we really need to hear from you. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000.
I am going to go back to the phones and let Jimmy do his regular job, but there are five lines open right now. That five opportunities for you to talk to someone right here in the building with us who will help get you done real quick if that's what you'd like, or take time and tell them why you're calling and why you're giving. And if you'd like them to share that with us here in the studio, I'm sure that they will do that. 888-291-8000. All right, back to the phones we go. The other phones we go. Robert's in Los Angeles watching on YouTube. Hey, Robert, you got a question for Jimmy?
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm a big fan, and it's been really helpful to me, so thank you.
My pleasure. Glad to be of service.
Yeah, I love your podcast as well, and I hope that you guys will definitely do the match, because I think Catholic Answers is a great service. So.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah. One thing that's not so mysterious as your podcast, though, Jimmy, is the Book of Samuel, and particularly David's depiction in it. It seems like a skeptical reader reading the book would think that David is a ruthless and power-hungry man, and God is being used like a prop for his successors to cover for him. So do you have any thoughts about this in general, or I could give you specific possible objections?
Well, the more specific, the more I have something I can interact with. I mean, if we keep things at a strictly general level, I can make general responses, but why don't you give me some specifics?
Yeah, so first that it seems like Saul is abandoned by God too easily, because his actions don't seem nearly as bad as David's with Bathsheba.
Okay. Well, this is something that depends on modern estimations of rightness and badness. It also depends on the assessment of the interior hearts of these individuals. So if you read the text of the books where Samuel and David appear, they don't present David in a, and you say, what did the author of these books believe about these two men? They don't present the author or authors as viewing Saul as being a better person than David. In fact, Saul is presented in as a quite flawed individual. And David is presented as having flaws too, but not on the magnitude of Saul. What David is presented as is someone who, despite his flaws, is very devoted to the Lord. In fact, he's described as a man after God's own heart. And so it seems that the objection that you're imagining someone making is one that must, of its nature, reject the opinion of the sacred author and is actually trying to subvert the sacred author's opinion and saying, oh no, we need to look at it some other way. And if you do that, well, if you don't have some other source of information, which we don't, but if you don't have some other source of information, then you're playing a game that anybody can play. If I can look at the only source of data we have and reject its own interpretation of events and just come up with my own interpretation based on my suspicions or ideas that are just speculative, that are not supported by any other data, then I could make anyone look good or bad. I could do the reverse and say of the objection that you're proposing and say, actually, the sacred author is playing down just how awesome David was. David totally kicked butt, and he was way better than this skeptical, cynical author of 1 and 2 Samuel thinks. David totally rocked, and he was even better than Saul by orders of magnitude. Well, if I can do that, I mean, if your cynical objector can do the reverse of that without any basis in other sources, then I could do the same thing in the other direction. So I think it's ultimately a fairly useless game to say, let's detach ourselves from the data we have and offer new interpretations that subvert what's actually claimed in the data by making proposals for things that we don't actually have evidence for. At least that's what I do off the top of my head.
You know what? I'm going to leave that there. We've got to take a very quick break. We'll be right back with more, but perfect time to call 888 888- 291-8000 and make your pledge, or go to Safe and Secure Online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Catholic Answers Live.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Got to say, I'm having a really nice hour this hour. Very grateful to all those who have called to help support us. We're getting close to being halfway to our goal for this hour. As Jimmy was pointing out, we're well past halfway as far as the timing goes. But in the next 20 minutes, we need about $12,000 to be fully funded this hour. So continue to call 888-291-8000. There is a match for everyone who gives in any amount. You are matched 100% until we use up that $20,000, 888-291-8000. And for those who can do $500 or more, there's a second match. And so your money will essentially be tripled. 888-291-8000. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers, in studio with us. Hello, Chris Check.
Cy, Jimmy, I was in the production booth listening to Jimmy, of course, give excellent scriptural justifications for giving. And you know what really strikes me there, my friends, is Jimmy's point, or scripture's point, I should say, God is not going to abandon you. I know every time I think about giving, I'm always a little bit nervous, like, oh, well, if I make this kind of sacrificial gift, then what will befall me? I won't be able to pay my bills, or I won't be able to go get a coffee or whatever it is. And of course, none of these things ever come to pass. They do not. God always takes care of us just as he says he does. And as Jimmy's point, scripture's point, the more abundantly we give, the more abundantly we are rewarded. And it can sound a lot like when Jimmy's saying that, okay, well, we want you to give to Catholic Answers. In fact, that happens to be true. We do. We do want you to support Catholic Answers. 888-291-8000. But my friends, I want you to understand, acts of charity benefit first the giver, the person who is doing the act of charity. That is the person who most benefits. We will benefit.
In fact, Chris Check, I have it on fairly high authority. At least I've heard it rumored that, you know, it's better to give than to receive.
Yes. I'm going to go with Jimmy because he has a command of authorities. So 888-291-8000, my friends, you're helping yourself. You are helping yourself in your spiritual life. You're helping the mystical body of Christ. You're helping Catholic Answers, of course. You're helping the mystical body of Christ. You're helping to bring souls to the fullness of the love and mercy of Jesus Christ, to the grace of his sacraments, to the fullness of his truth. There are 8 lines open right now, so let's get that down to zero. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Cy, it's true. Just tell me if I'm wrong. We are if anybody who makes a gift of $500 or more, that gift is tripled.
That is true. That is exactly where we are.
So that's just stunning. So 500 is 1,500 to us. 1,000 is 3,000. How's my math doing there?
Yeah,
I'm going to go bold here, my friends. If you have $10,000 to give, that means Catholic Answers will get $30,000. That's just a great investment of $10,000.
Yeah.
But also, my friends, any gift of any size, whether it's a one-time gift or a monthly pledge, is critical to the continued operation of this magnificent radio program. 888-291-8000.
And I have some good news to report. Based on the most latest figures I have on our whiteboard, we now are we now need to make $5,000 to make it to this hour's match. And that brings us in line with where we are in the show, because we're 75% of the way through this hour and we're 75% of the way through the match. So for now, we're not behind the eight ball anymore. We're right where we need to be. And we need to get that extra 25% of the way to the match. So we do need you to keep calling and keep going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. And we have received some larger gifts recently. Mike in Arizona gave us $1,000. Thank you so much, Mike. Marianne donated $1,000 for her and her daughter. It says they usually come to our conference in September, but they can't make it this year. So they decided to donate instead.
Thank you, Marianne.
Which is awesome. Elizabeth in Pennsylvania gave $500, and that's, as y'all mentioned, that gets it into the triple match area. Yes. So that becomes $1,500 for us. So this is a really great opportunity that folks have. If they're able to do 500 or more, like the three people I've just named, those funds are going to be tripled for us. So that's a way to do triple the benefit that one would ordinarily be doing. So we do need to hear from you in order to make up this last $5,000. The number again is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Eight lines open, my friends. Let's see if we can get that down to zero. Okay, eight lines open. This is a great time to call. 15 minutes left in the hour. 888-291-8000. If the phone is not your favorite means of communication, go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You don't have to talk to anybody. You can just type it on in. Though I will say,
it's perfect for introverts.
That's right. Yeah. If you are an introvert, we have a system for you. Or text Catholic to 24365. But I really want to encourage you to call 888-291-8000. Why? Because you're going to actually talk to a Catholic Answers Real Live staff member. We don't have a call center. We don't hire anybody to do this. It's the whole staff is on the phones. And the other thing is, we want to hear your story. So when you call with your pledge, four lines open. Let's get that to zero, my friends. 888-291-8000. When you call, tell whomever you get to speak with. What is it about Catholic Answers that changed your life? We want to hear your story.
We would love to hear
your
story.
Three lines open, two lines open. Come on, two callers.
We're
now
so close to having everybody occupied here in the building.
888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Just one line to go. And I'll tell you what, if that line gets filled up, I will just go straight to a question.
Come on, I need one person to call and then Jimmy can answer a question.
Oh, is that going to make Chris feel good?
Oh, that goes down to zero. It'll also make the caller who's waiting to get his question answered. It went to two.
No, it went the other way. It was 02.
Okay.
It was like that.
All right.
It
went, go ahead. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Let's go to Charlie in Wichita, Kansas, listening on 96.7 FM. Charlie, thank you so much for waiting. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy Akin.
Yeah, I appreciate all the work you guys do. The question I have is, there seems to be this explosion of podcasts from exorcists and preternatural type
like
of stuff
all of a
involved in
dropped.
Catholic faith.
You're on the air, Charlie. What's your question?
The Glory of Pentaglesbury.
Yeah, so there seems to be an explosion of podcasts about like demonology and exorcisms and stuff like that going on. And the question I have is a theme revolving around, why are these entities so legalistic? Like, what in that realm, and how does that connect to our faith, and is that shown anywhere? And like, just why is that? And I can take a call off the air. Appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm aware of, you know, this kind of set of podcasts and videos and things like that that are being made by exorcists or devoted to exorcism. And I have to say that there are reasons for caution in this area, because one of the things you find when you study exorcism, which I do, is that the church's teachings in this area are not as extensive as many people think. And there's actually considerable disagreement within the community of exorcists about demons and what leads to possession and how you get them out and what's needed for that and what's not needed for that. And there are actually bunches of different theories in the community of exorcists on these questions. And I've been making a study of noting, okay, what are the different schools of thought and what do they claim and so forth. And I will be reporting on that in the future on Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. But what I can say for now is the fact that there is such disagreement and diversity among exorcists about demons and what they do, how they do and don't work, that we need to just be very careful and not assume that what we're hearing from any one exorcist or any one group of exorcists is the absolute truth. What we have are a bunch of experience reports. Exorcist A will have certain sets of experiences, exorcist B will have another set of experiences, and so forth. And one of the problems with experience reports is, in order to draw firm conclusions, you need to do statistical studies and see which experiences are typical and which are outliers. And no one's doing those studies. So as a result, we don't really, the church has not commissioned a scientific study of possession experiences and arrived at, you know, validated conclusions. It's all anecdotal, and meaning it's just different people are expressing their opinions based on their experiences. That's one reason that we need to be careful here. And a second reason that we need to be careful here is demons are lying liars who lie. They are working for the father of lies. They've been liars since the beginning. And so, consequently, if they think they can mislead Exorcist A by giving him one set of experiences and mislead Exorcist B in a different way by giving him another set of experiences, that's what they're going to do. So you fundamentally can't trust what they say. And that's another reason for caution in this area. So if you've been listening to a particular podcast or a group of exorcists who say demons are highly legalistic, well, I'd say that's interesting. But A, those are only experiences that you and maybe some others have reported, but that's not the universal experience. And B, these guys are trying to deceive you. So don't necessarily trust them in how legalistic they're coming off. In fact, if demons were super legalistic, they wouldn't have fallen in the first place. They'd still be rule-abiding angels up in heaven. They're lawbreakers by definition. And so the idea that they're kind of like Mr. Mixelplick in Superman comics, where, oh, you trick them into saying their name backwards, they got to go back to hell for 90 days. That's very unlikely to be true. We're dealing with liars who are rule breakers. And so if they're coming across as, we're so super legalistic, we never go where we're not allowed, and we'll definitely get out if someone tells us to legally, that's very unlikely to be true. That's something that should be looked at with, I'm not saying rejected, but with a considerable amount of suspicion.
Thank you so much for the call. We'll continue to take calls. And that number, if you'd like to get in and talk with the apologists, 888-318-7884. But the primary number we are giving out today is 888-291-8000. And that's the place to go and make your pledge. Chris asked for us to get all the lines filled up. It seemed to me that it did say zero for a second, but I don't know. Some people seem skeptical about that.
Well,
but
now
we did really
the
well.
Thing is, now it says 10.
Yeah, so there's 10
so
lines
for
open.
Whatever it said a while ago, now it says 10, so we need to get back down to zero, and we've only got about 3 minutes to do it. So maybe between...
However, what that means is we're now heading into a break that's going to be several minutes long, so no one's going to miss anything, and this will be the ideal time.
Amen.
For people to call us, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You're not going to miss anything because we're not going to have time to take another call before the beginning of the next hour. So now is when we need to hear from you.
Cy, Jimmy, if I may, the question that Jimmy just asked, the question, yes, but the answer and the way that Jimmy gave the answer is, to me, like the note perfect example of why Catholic Answers Live is the magnificent program that it is. Jimmy answered what the church teaches and why she teaches it, and he didn't add to, or as our founder, Carl Keating, used to say, we don't add or detract from what the church teaches. We teach what she teaches and what she does not, nothing more or less. And especially in this world of social media and all kinds of online podcasting and personalities and things of this nature, weeding through all of those sometimes sensational opinions and clickbait, if you will, is a very difficult thing to do. This show absolutely cuts through that. That's why Catholic Answers Live is so trusted. All of the apostolate, Catholic.com, the books that we publish. So my friends, you have confidence in supporting us, that you're supporting even-handed, thoughtful responses to questions as the church teaches, and always with joy and charity. 888-291 and expertise.
Yep.
As Jimmy points out, 888-291-8000. That's what you're getting in this show. And we deliver it every day, Cy. Every day we're on the air.
And what I've been trying to say earlier to this hour, and I will repeat it now as we come to the end of the hour, is what people are paying for when they pay for this is for us to give the show free to anyone in the world that wants
yes.
it.
Yes.
So our job is to produce the absolute best program we can that does all the things Chris just described with people like Jimmy Akin. And then we just give it away free. And that's what you're making possible. So will you help us to continue to do that? Make sure that—
Five lines open.
We can give it to whoever wants to broadcast at 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Great time to call over the break. 888-291-8000. You won't miss any Q&A. Five lines open. You'll go straight to your call and then you get back for the second hour.
Let's fill them up. Let's fill those lines up. 888-291-8000. And we will continue with Ask Me Anything the next hour. And one of the nice things about people calling so much this hour was we were able to allow Jimmy to do what he likes to do
yes.
best, mostly.
Yes.
And I'd like to do that for the next hour. So if we'll come back. As soon as we come back, I'll let you know whether we made the match. I think we're able to do that today. So what you can do right now is call 888-291-8000.
Five lines open.
888-291-8000.